If you can't clearly explain what you do in a way that people pay attention and take action, you're leaving money on the table. Whether you're pitching a deal or sharing what you bring to the table, your words matter.
In today's episode, we have Sharon Zahavi. She is an international speaker coach, TEDx advisor who has helped thousands of women craft their communication skills. In today's episode, you're going to learn how to present yourself authentically and be seen as a leader.
Welcome to the Investor Podcast. I'm Liz Faircloth.
And I am your co-host, Andrea Segadelli. How many times we say something and the other person hears something completely different, and then we spend a lot of time trying to explain what we meant. But let's be real. Many times we don't get the second chance to explain. That's why it's so crucial to nail your first impression. So Sharon, how can we do that? How can we communicate in a way that people listen, understand, and want to do business with us?
My God, what a huge question. I mean, you could have said to me how we're going to bring world peace. That would probably take the same amount of time to work through. But there are some things that we can keep in mind. I mean, there is no perfection, but it requires some practice and some understanding of, you know, your audience and the people you're talking to, right? So how do we get people to listen? The simple answer to that is talk to what they need, what they want, what they care about. One of the biggest mistakes when people try to communicate anything that they care about, whether if they're trying to pitch something, right, even if it's like a business related thing or a personal thing, it comes from what they want, what they see, what they care about. If you are able to talk to the person in front of you, or the people in front of you, right? If we're talking about speaking from the stage or like, you know, doing a talk, if you are able to talk to them in a way that, you know, you focus on what they care about, what they want to hear, what their priorities are, then they will listen. They will listen a lot better. And that is general. That's a general rule for any conversation you're ever going to have, whether if it's with your spouse or your children or your business partners. People want to have their needs met first. They want to feel heard. They want to know that they are the center of the conversation, even if they're not aware of it. The more you make it about yourself, the less you're getting an audience for whatever it is you have to say.
Do you think that people assume a lot versus asking questions to get to what people really care about versus they assume what it is and they already go for that?
I mean, we do often assume things, but I think the main reason why they don't speak to the other person is not out of assumption. It's because they are focusing on what they want to communicate. They're not focusing on their actual goal, which is whatever it is that they want to communicate needs to land for the other person. It's like, if I'm just like saying, well, whatever I have to say is extremely important, so I need to make sure that I say it. You need to understand that I say it is not, it's extremely important. I need to say it. It's extremely important. It needs to be heard. If it needs to be heard, it's not the assumption. The assumption, if anything, the false assumption is that the priority is that you need to say it. The priority is that it needs to land for the other person. Most of the time when people make mistakes around assumptions is assuming knowledge, assuming, background, assuming, you know, their position on anything. Assuming knowledge is probably the biggest mistakes you can have. If you want to explain anything to anyone and you're assuming that they already know something that is crucial, like it's a fundamental element of your pitch, of your explanation, of your story, that's always a mistake. Because the moment you assume knowledge and I, for whatever reason, don't have it or maybe have a different perception of it, you lost me for the rest of the ride of whatever it is that you want to tell me.
Yeah. And we actually see a whole other element that happened with women, driven women who in general in their life are confident. Yet when it comes to talking about themselves or their deal or their project, some of that confidence goes somewhere else and they end up not being able to really speak with confidence, with clarity about themselves, especially. What is that about? And the women listening, what can they do differently to move through that.
What is it about? I can go like really deep and try to figure it out. But the reality is, whether you want to, you know, accept it or not, as women throughout like all like many, many years, and probably from before we were born, right? We always had challenges in terms of like how far we need to push, how hard we need to work to prove ourselves, to like assert our authority, to justify our position and so on. It is harder for us than men. I'm not saying that it's some kind of like a, you know, like a gender issue so much. It's just that it's been like this for so long that we often deal with a lot of inner obstacles on how we feel like we should communicate, because we get suppressed often, even not on purpose, right? Even from a very young age, we tend to be suppressed, meaning you still hear people say something like, you know, highlighting how pretty you are rather than how smart you are, right? Even from a young age, right? Boys can be brave or powerful or smart or clever. Women, girls are often, you know, pretty or cute or adorable or whatever, right? So we can explore for hours how deep this goes, but this is my actual advice. And I worked with speakers, like thousands of speakers, and I work often with women, and I do recognize that there are obstacles that are a little different. Most of the advice you will get around confidence would be to just sort of like fake it, own it, be the power that you are, and just make it happen. The reality is it's very hard to do because of all of the things that are happening underneath, right? Like all the things we need to overcome to truly believe that we are confident. And it comes across as fake or, you know, bitchy. I don't know if that's okay to say. If not, blip it. I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
But
over here, yeah.
It comes across the wrong way because of the fact that we have to sort of like fake it and figure it out in an environment that's not always accepting of it. So here is my actual advice for actual confidence when you want to talk about yourself, the things that you've achieved, or anything like that, anything that makes you feel like you're bragging. Okay. First piece of advice is something that one of my favorite coaches said to me a long time ago. And it's something to keep in mind. He said, when a bird says it can fly, it's not bragging. Meaning
simple, yeah. Profound.
If you've done it, if you do it, if this is who you are, it's okay to say it just as is, you know, that's fine. And you don't have to be apologetic and you don't have to be overconfident. It's just the fact. That's one thing. But the second thing to really overcome the, you know, bubbling river of, you know, imposter syndrome or the fear of overpowering other people or giving the wrong impression. You can talk about yourself and your achievements from a place of caring about other people, about transformation, of support, of guidance, of being somebody that you like really wants to help others. Okay. If you remove yourself from the equation, if it's not about you highlighting yourself, but it's actually highlighting your power and mission and drive to support others, then suddenly whatever it is you're going to say is not really about you. It's about the importance of the transformation of the support you're going to give others, right? Like when I say to you that I worked with thousands of speakers, it's not because I'm saying, well, I worked with thousands of speakers. I know what I'm doing. I'm amazing. I've been doing this for years. It's actually to give you the reassurance that I've seen it. Whatever you're dealing with, I've seen it and I have the answer. So if you know that you can bring it from a place that is real and authentic and is here to help others, it's not bragging and it's not fake confidence. It's a mission. It's a drive. And that is more inspiring than anything. People like to support and help and go like and follow someone who is driven and passionate.
You've been talking about authenticity a couple of times, and that's one of my favorite words because I say, you have to fake something in front of the camera, behind the camera. Oh my gosh, that might take a lot of energy. I don't get to do that. And I think that a lot of people try to create that persona or whatever that is to either create confidence or an image that they want to put it, put it out there or to suppress another image that they don't want to pursue. But at the end of the day, we can all see it. We can all feel it, not see it, but feel it. If you're really paying attention, I'd rather have somebody really authentic sharing how they are versus somebody that I know that really like it's scripted to the T, and then I cannot get to the person, who that person really is. And then it creates like this barrier. And then there's no trust in there. Have you seen that happen when people are so technical when they're speaking that they lose who they truly are?
Absolutely. I mean, you pretty much nailed it on the head here with a few things, right? The trust element is crucial, right? If we don't trust someone, whatever it is we're trying to communicate, we don't believe in it. We don't actually do anything about it. And it doesn't inspire us towards action. So trust is extremely important. And yes, authenticity, or you showing up as yourself, is a key element of actually creating that trust. Obviously, there's also credibility and proof of knowledge and case studies and research and knowing your audience, right? Like, there are lots of elements that build that trust. But what's the thing you said in the beginning, that is something actually I say often, trying to be like somebody else is exhausting. It's exhausting. It's as simple as that. So as much as we might want to be like, oh, I should be like her, I should be like him, they're doing really well, I can do that too, it's exhausting, right? And the reality is, you're not allowing natural attraction to happen. If you want people to be attracted to your energy, your style, your attitude, your values, everything you're bringing to the picture, then you have to be true and demonstrating what those are. Because if you don't do that, you are left with an audience that you have to fake who you are in front of them forever.
This idea of authenticity, and I think on authenticity, and Jessa, you and I talked about authenticity the first time you and I met, probably, you know, over coffee, just, and we really connected on that. What it looks like, what it is like to, in your life, in your business as an entrepreneur, in every area of your life, what does it look like to be authentic? I think for women, though, we hear a lot like, I'm fine. If you ask people how they're doing, they say they're fine, right? And they're not fine. You can see it on their face, they're not fine. So authenticity, I don't think is as simple or as easy for most people, especially for a lot of women who are bringing it all together, keeping it all together. And a lot of these women are solopreneurs doing it all, going to the Home Depot, building their portfolio by themselves, right? And looking to break that tendencies. So from an authentic perspective, for everyone listening, I'd love to hear your perspective on how could women really ensure they are being authentic when they are sharing about their deal, when they're sharing about themselves.
Great question. And I'll tell you this. Authenticity is not the same as pouring everything that's inside of you out immediately at any given moment. Okay? It's not. All right? Authenticity is not even the same as honesty, really. It's a different way of looking at things, because it's not really about what you say. It's about how you are. Okay. It's about who you are, how you are. It's not about what you say so much. And I can go deeper into this, but I'll give you an example. I know yesterday we were talking about doing your own TEDx talks, and you know that my company helped over 700 people land TEDx talks. Most of the people that come to us are not necessarily speakers, right? They're not well-trained. They don't know exactly what they need to say. They just know that they have a mission. You know, something they want to share, something that needs to be heard. They want to position themselves as an expert. So they come to me very, very raw. And most women have this sort of issue. They feel that they need to say everything, tell everything, and that's what being authentic is. It is not. Because if we're comparing it to, you know, if we're using it in terms of communication, which is the same, like when you speak from the stage, your goal is to land something with your listener. If you are like pouring all of your problems and issues or everything that's on your mind and what you want to call honesty, you are missing your goal. You may not lead them to a place where they want to take action, where they want to support you, that they want to follow you, they want to take action, anything, they want to invest in you. You are missing out. So to just summarize it, being honest, basically saying, hey, how are you? And you go, well, actually, I've been struggling. You know, this is happening with
my I'm already gone.
This is happening with my children.
I'm gone by that time. I'm gone.
Because what did I say before? Whatever it is you want to say, make sure that it's about your audience, that they get to be heard, not you get to say whatever you want to say. So you don't have to lie. You don't have to say, I'm fine. You can say, I'm working through some things, but that's just life. What about you? How are you doing?
Well, I like that.
You know what
One
I mean?
One thing that I usually say, Sharon, is that people are like, they vomit their brain. And sometimes they vomit their brain in an email to me or to a contractor, to somebody else. So it's not just when they are speaking, but it's across the board. They have full conversations with people over text message, and there's like long. So I have the impression that it takes intention to be clear with the communication. That's what it takes, really the hard work.
You know what I've learned from years of speaking? The right stage doesn't just amplify your message. It builds your credibility. It positions you as a leader people remember. So what sets the top 1% of entrepreneurs apart? Authority. And nothing builds faster than stepping onto the TEDx stage with over 43 million YouTube subscribers. It is the biggest platform for ideas that spread like wildfire. Leader is making this possible. They're the number one company helping people land TEDx talks with over 650 talks booked for their clients. Want in? Head over to leader.co/events to book your free TEDx strategy session. That's leader.co/events. They'll help you refine your message, create a custom plan, and as a bonus, they'll even guarantee your first 50,000 views. Again, that's leader.co/events. leader.co/events.
Intention is a great statement. I always say, try to ask yourself, what am I trying to achieve? Because if what you're trying to achieve is to dump all of your problems and issues on somebody, great, you probably achieved it. But if what you're trying to achieve is understanding, support, you know, whatever, like somebody saying yes to your idea, then you need to craft your message and the journey that you're taking your audience through in a way that leads you to what you're trying to achieve. It's as simple as that. I mean, most of the women you work with, many of us are mothers. And we know how selective we are with the way we talk to our children because we carefully protect them and we carefully want to craft them towards an ideal outcome. You know, if my son tells me, you look tired today, mom, I don't go, you know what? I worked really late and I drank a lot of wine last night. I don't even know what to do. You know what I mean? We know not to say that because that's not our desired outcome, right? My desired outcome is to inspire him to be hardworking, but kind and supportive and intuitive and helpful and all of those things. Because I'm focused on that mission, I am more selective with what I say. And that's not hiding. That's not being authentic. Being authentic is instead of saying, I'm fine, you can have many other answers based on who you are. Some of us might say, well, I'm blessed. You know, some of us may say, things are rough, but I meditated all morning and I feel like I'm on a better path. And some of us might, yeah, and that's the way that we are. And maybe, and I would probably say, I mean, when somebody says to me, or how are you doing? And my answer is far, far, far from I'm fine. My answer is usually something like, well, you know, nothing is perfect. How are you doing? Whatever.
But I would say it depends in which area.
Oh, yeah.
Which area?
I actually say to people sometimes, well, as an average, the answer is everything is fine. If we're breaking out of the average, some things are pretty shitty. Some things are doing amazing. But the average answer is things are pretty good. Things are all right. Okay.
I love that.
Sharon, one thing that I really don't want to miss the opportunity to ask you. You're talking about authenticity, being who people are. If that's the case, they just need to be who they are. Why people struggle many times?
First of all, because we get judgment from how we are all the time. And like I said, unfortunately, as women, we do get it more often. right? And I can tell you an example, and I'm sure you all experienced it before. How many times have you heard you need to eat more, but at the same time, you probably want to lose some weight? How many times have you heard, you know, I wish I was shorter, I wish I was taller, you know, I wish I was more calm, I wish I was more ballsy. You know, we get...
Or you need to change your tone.
Yeah.
Or
you need to be kinder. You need to be more dominant. You need to be confident, but don't say so many things all
the time. But not too much. Yes.
It reminds you of the Barbie clip, right? From the Barbie movie?
It's the Barbie clip.
It's that yin and yang, right? It's like, hold on, this is mixed messages.
The thing is, for women, right? We learned that we take all of those things and we constantly adjust because we naturally are better supporters than men. Right? Meaning we are used to it. We support our parents, we support our siblings, we support our children, we support our spouses, we support everybody around us, our friends, our neighbors, everybody. Right? So because of that, we are naturally better supporters. We adjust more. So when somebody says, you should do this and this, we take it in. Most men, I mean, you have relationships with men. You tell them you need to change something. You're lucky if they heard 20% of what you just said. And we also know it. Like, we know that maybe 20% went in, right? So the reality is they're not that busy trying to adjust constantly for others. We do that often, even if we're not trying to, okay? So first of all, that starts there. So that's what makes it harder. But the other reason why it's harder is that at some point, probably when you're in your 30s, you have collected all this feedback. You have a hard time understanding who you are at that point as well. You're not sure if you're shy or you're confident. You're not sure if you're creative or organized. You are not sure because you get all this confusing information for a long time. And some of the things that I do with a lot of my speakers is pretty much like therapy work initially to understand what exactly we are. Like, how do we want to show up? Not how we feel like we should, but how do we really want to show up? And I can tell you a little story if you're open to it.
Yeah, go ahead. We like stories.
When I started my business a long time ago, I had a business for personal branding and it was going really well. I was like, you know, working with a lot of people. But I started it just because I had really good skill. I didn't really have like the business mind around it. So my business model wasn't great. So at some point it reached a level where if I wanted the business to make more money, I needed to invent more time in the day. So I hired a coach and I was like, tell me what to do, tell me how to organize it, blah, 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 blah. Spent a whole day, 9 hours, mapping a whole new strategy and how to do things. At the end of it, I was just really curious because it was like a raw thing that was on my mind for like a few days. I asked him, maybe it's a weird question, but like when I met you for the first time, did you feel like I was flirting with you? And he was like, what? No. And I was like, okay, all right, cool. It's fine. And he's like, why are you asking? And I'm like, I go out to all these like events. I meet a lot of people and I'm getting this sense that my openness, my directness, my energy is getting accepted as like me being flirtatious. And I don't know if it's an issue and I need to dial it down. And he goes, dial it down. It is like, you shouldn't be dialing down anything for anyone. He's like, whatever it is that they can't handle, they're not your audience. He's like, you need to tune into your energy and the right people will follow that energy. And I was honestly, I felt for a moment like this sense of relief I've never felt in my life. This actual permission to just be how I was without the need to adapt. And right after that, we changed my business name to Sex Up Your Brand, which was really leaning in to this confident, fiery, in-your-face kind of like energy. And guess what? It didn't end up attracting the wrong people. It didn't end up bringing up all these more guys who are just acting like they're flirting or they're trying to dominate you with their like business energy. It actually scared them away. And it brought in a lot of powerful women ready to be inspired, ready to step into their power. So leaning into your actual energy is so powerful. And we are afraid that it's going to actually destroy what we're trying to build. It doesn't. It realigns it with the people who are looking for us and they just don't know that we are the answer.
The question that I've asked, just I learned this in my 40s. I can't say I had this my whole life, but in any situation, what do I want and what do I need? So if I can answer that, then I'm able to not necessarily adapt in the situation, be who I am, be authentic. And so much so that I teach my daughter, my daughter's 8, right? And I'm like, Sam, and she's gotten this dialed in so well that we'll be at events and she'll be like, I'm done being here, Mom. You always tell me to talk about what I need and want. I want to leave. Or I don't want to be with that friend. They make fun of other people. Like, I'm like, oh my God, like she's light years ahead of me. But for those listening, when we don't know how we feel and want, ask that question, because then that will help us not adapt. And I love that you said that.
Yeah. Say what you want and be clear with what you want and what you need and be in alignment with that. But if you are trying to achieve something from another person, try to be very in tune to what they want.
That's where I was going.
Yeah. Not compromising your confidence.
Correct.
Just listening.
Sharon, you said on a webinar you recently taught about a problem solution audit. And I think being able to do that as a speaker, whether it's one person or to a group, we'll really be able to hone in, not just compromising who we are, not just not saying, okay, we need to adapt, but also speaking the language of the people that are in front of us. So can you talk a little bit about what that looks like, the problem solution audit? I really thought that was super clever, and it's a tool for women that are listening can use.
So a problem solution is just the core of anything that you're ever going to try to pitch to anyone. And I said before that it's not even about like a deal or a business thing. Any idea, concept, anything, a shift in mindset is a pitch. Anything is a pitch. And without introducing the problem, we don't care about the solution. It's just as simple as that. Whatever you're going to come to me with a solution for, if I don't have the problem, who cares? You know, a friend of mine actually gave me a funny example yesterday. He was saying, there's like two scenarios. A guy who sells parachutes on an airplane. One of them goes on the airplane and explains to everybody why this is a great parachute. This is going to be great. It's got great benefits, great features. It's everything that you will ever need. It's awesome. And the other guy on the other airplane just walks around convincing people that the plane is about to crash. Which one do you think is selling? There is no solution without a problem. Nobody cares about the solution. So as much as we get excited about the solution, we don't care if we're not clear on the problem. And it's a huge mistake I hear all the time, right? It's like, you know, I'm creating a group that we're going to support a lot of people. We're going to have like coaching sessions and, you know, mindset meditation. And it's like, great. Do you want to be a part of it? No. Why will I change whatever it is that I'm doing right now in my life just because that sounds lovely? If you don't start with, I know you've been stressed and you've been feeling burnt out. This is ideally for women who are burnt out, are having a lot of issues. They're in their business. They got a lot going on. They have families and they need this break and they need this breakthrough and they need this shift. And you're like, you know what? That is me. I do have those problems. Now I'm listening to your solution. And so no matter what it is you want to convey, the problem solution audit is to actually understand if there is a good matchability from problem to solution, and you need to know your audience in order to do that. You don't know your audience, you don't know their problem, guess what? Solution is irrelevant.
So for all the women real estate investors that are listening, and we're going to go full circle over here, the reason why you're probably not closing deals or not getting the funding that you need might not be the deal. I mean, many people believe that it's, oh, the numbers or my slides were not that complex. Maybe it's how you are communicating and presenting yourself. I was having a conversation with a private money lender another day, and she said the following: majority of people that come to her presenting the deal have either like very little information about the deal or 95 pages. And when it comes down to speaking about themselves, they actually either talk so much irrelevant information or very little. So for all the women that are listening and all the guys too, because I know you guys do listen to us, really mastering your communication skills, I don't think it's exclusive of public speakers or anybody else. I think it's just a fundamental skill that everybody need to invest into enhancing it. Liz and I took a course where it was a funny thing a couple of years ago about it was about entrepreneurs explaining what they do. And this lady stood up and she said the following: I help entrepreneurs go from lazy to crazy. And we were like, what the hell are you talking about? In a nutshell, she was supporting entrepreneurs to implement systems and process so they could step out of their business and go do philanthropy or traveling or other things that they care about. Very different, right? So Sharon, for the ladies that are listening, there is a fear of public speaking or speaking podcasts, right? But how can we, I'm not about like, okay, how can I identify if I really suck at communication or if it is good as it is? Because I don't want to, let's say I don't want to be a professional, but I really want to speak to a larger audience. What is the question?
The simple answer, do I suck in communications or not, is how often do you get exactly what you want out of a conversation? That's basically the main way to find out. And there's no way around it. If most of the time it's not working out or it's taking many, many, many touch points until it does, you are not great at communication. And this is the reality, okay? You don't need to be a professional speaker to value your ability to position yourself as an authority in any environment through your communication. We are herd animals, and our inside like mechanism is to search for the leader in any environment. When we were in the wild, it might have been the biggest, strongest one. Now it's the confident one in the room, and that's how we spot them. Focus, energy, speaking, communicating, you know, that the voice, what it sounds like, how you say your words, how you are persuading someone, that's how we spot a leader. And our general tendency is to follow the leader. Meaning, if you are able to communicate with clarity in a great way that makes me feel heard, and you know me, so like problem solution audit, and in a way that makes me trust you and your insight, now I see you as the leader. Whatever you're going to ask me to do, I'm likely to say yes, right? Most of the time when you're getting a no, and I will say that 100 times if I need to, most of the time when you're getting a no, it's not because you're missing information. It's because you are leaving huge gaping gaps in this ability to position yourself as the leader. And as much as I would love to give you all the secrets in half an hour, the reality is it's literally impossible. Also because the ones that you probably really need to close, the gaps you personally probably have, you are not even aware of. So you might be out there being like, I need to go, you know, just get more confident on stage. And this may not be your issue whatsoever, right? I will encourage anybody who really feels like this is something that is missing in their life and they know that they have great potential, you can reach out to me on LinkedIn. I would love to chat with you. I'm sure I can tell you in a short conversation what is the main thing you need to start working on.
Sharon, that's great. We appreciate that. We also will put in the show notes the booking link for Leader that you had shared recently as well. Where can everyone listening learn more about you, follow you on your journey, and get more connected to you and Leader?
Well, you can find Leader. We have a website, leader.co. It's Leader without the second E, and it is CO. So notice that. If you want to connect with me personally, I'm most responsive on LinkedIn. All you need to do, though, is to tell me where you've seen me or heard me, so I'm not dragging myself into another pitch conversation that I'm not really into. So don't just be like, I'm connecting with you. And then expecting to be like, how's it going?
Did you not learn anything from the podcast?
Sharon, I watched you on this podcast. I loved it. Would love to ask you a question. And I'll be like, okay, real person. Let's talk. So I am very responsive on LinkedIn. Beyond that, you can Google my name and you can see that I do things all the time, but you will not find me much on social media because I have a lot of giant projects and I keep everything pretty close to my chest until it's released. So yeah, so stick around. There's always more to do. And use the booking link if you do want to explore what it would be like for you to do a TEDx talk or become a better speaker or even expand your business further using your speaking skills. We are happy to go over like what a specific personal roadmap for you would look like.
Awesome. All this information you guys can find on our show notes. Sharon, thank you so much for being here and sharing all your experience with us.
No problem. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Sharon.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.